This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's Getaway Thursday. We're on our way to Springfield after the show today, and see you tonight for the pregame at Taps, which is the sports bar at the MGM Casino. And then tomorrow morning, full roadshow. First one of the fourth roadshow season, and that is at Max's Swing Lounge. And we will be there 6 to 10 tomorrow. Brand new roadshow merch while it lasts. Giveaways. Guest leads. Bring your guest lead if you're coming tomorrow morning, and cannot wait to see you. News with Courtney coming up in about 45 minutes. That includes the dumbest of the day and why an amateur mountain climber had to be rescued for a second time this week when he went back to get something that he forgot. It is a Thursday, and that means Red Sox front office report with Craig Breslow coming up at 9. Sox blow a pretty good lead last night. Took that 6-0 lead into the sixth inning and unfortunately did not end up with a win. So rubber game would be this evening. And you can talk about the Red Sox and this season so far all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. But we got a couple leads left. Wiggy, hello.
All right, hello and good morning. So this is kind of a lead, Shime adjacent lead a little bit. He talked about the Western Conference and the talented teams out there, which I completely agree with. And then I spin it to the king, LeBron James. If you're LeBron and you're in this situation where you're still playing at an extremely high level, if you look at the way he played this season, he played in 70 games. He averages almost 25 points a game, 8 rebounds, 8 assists. He was still in the hunt for, like, MVP in the sense that he was just outside the top 5 when it comes to the finalist list. And I know Curtis had his Kurtspiracy, but LeBron should honestly, and with everything he can do in his power, knowing that he's probably got another 2-3 years max left in him, the ability with Luka gives him a little bit more gas. Really see what he could do to get a guy like Giannis to the Lakers. Because if he wants to win, and Courtney, you talked about this yesterday, one more championship, he's going to have to kind of build that new big three in L.A. to be able to go through the teams that are in L.A., whether Jokic stays in Denver or the Clippers or Houston is a young up-and-coming team. And we've always talked about Minnesota. He's going to have to do everything in his power to bring another piece to the Lakers that are going to help them get over the hump, because you know he wants to try to finish his career because he's got basically every statistical record but another championship. And the only way to do that is start to look for disgruntled players that you know will instantly change the way. And I'm not talking about like old players like, oh, Kevin Durant, who's almost 37 or 38 years old. I'm talking about a guy like Giannis, who's still one of the best players in the league. If you could get Giannis to the Lakers, now that Western Conference that you have to battle in, because it doesn't seem like LeBron is going to go somewhere else and play with other people, I think this is something that look for LeBron to really, really push a, you know, conspiracy, whatever it is, deep dive, back channels. What do we have to do to get a guy like Giannis to the Lakers?
And you think he wants to play for how long? We talked about this yesterday.
I'd say two, three more years. He's 40 years old. He's still a great player. He still, you would probably put him, if you had a discussion and you said, who are the top 10 players in the NBA right now? I would bet that 95% of people would have LeBron somewhere in there.
Yeah.
And if you're LeBron and you're playing with Luka Doncic,
yep,
and you could get a guy like Giannis,
mm-hmm,
now you're talking about a legitimate big three that will help him win another championship. Because, yeah, I mean, ultimately, I think that's what he's chasing.
Yeah.
And his only way of doing it, him and Luka are not going to get it done.
Not his only way. Texter says also a pandemic. Like if you know,
yeah,
send him back to the bubble.
Playing the bubble, but I don't think that's going to happen again. Well, hopefully that won't happen again.
Maybe that's the other way that he could do it.
So. Yeah, so.
All right. Thank you, Wiggy.
You got it.
After what happened with Jaren Duran and a Guardian fan or fans who said an inappropriate thing to him, there have been some that are suggesting that fans are out of control and something needs to be done. I thought it was interesting yesterday that Aaron Judge spoke up in defense of Jaren Duran and talked about how, and this is a quote from Aaron Judge, "We all go through our struggles in life, our ups and downs. For Jaren to prevail and still be doing what he loves to do, I definitely feel for what he's gone through and what he had to go through on Sunday. You can boo and you can say whatever you want about performance, but what happened in Cleveland is taking it too far." And so there's like from time to time there are proper corrections and then there are overreactions. But I wanted to ask you guys, what, if anything, like I'm a prosecutor in the Norfolk County DA's office, Curtis, what, if anything, can Major League Baseball or any professional sports league, for that matter, do to stop fans who are going to be over the line?
There's nothing you could do.
There's nothing.
No, there's nothing you could do. There's nothing you could do at all.
I mean, I think that the MLB should ban this fan from going to any games.
Can, like, you do that though? Like,
I think even putting the fear in people, if they release a statement saying this fan has been banned and putting the fan's name out there, like, that's gonna scare fans off from
I think it would
scare some.
But they've banned fans before, so
I was banned and I got to interview the coach.
And it's not even right, Courtney, fans have been banned before and there's still things we're seeing, like when they grabbed who the hell was it? Mookie Betts in the World Series, when they grabbed him when he went over into the stands. We've seen this on and on and on. And because some people,
the most depressing drive ever after my dad picked me up at the drunk tank in the bowels of Gillette Stadium was the next morning, the morning after the Teddy Bruschi snowballs in the air game, when it was like -10. We drive down Route 1. There's my Chevy Blazer with a lonely hibachi sitting behind it in a barren, massive parking lot.
Sad.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Because some
look
people,
how far you've come, though.
Yeah, you've come a long way.
Was that what scared you straight? No. It was the arrest in a foreign country, I think.
That didn't happen. That was before. I mean, that didn't scare me straight at all. That was before that.
Yeah.
It wasn't even walking around B.C. without shoes on.
Because some fans might be like, I don't even care if I get banned.
Okay, but then, I know people are like doxing someone. Like, if the MLB wants to release the fan's name because he told Jaren Duran that he should off himself, then, yeah, I think that that's fine. Put the guy's name on blast.
There you go. You can do that.
That'll scare some people straight.
Yeah,
that might do it. But we've seen it before where people, like, usually...
It's just so disgusting. Like, if somebody thinks that that's something to joke about, I'm sorry. Their name should be everywhere.
But people do it. Think about the things that people say to you.
Yeah.
Like, people do it all the time. There's gross people in the world.
Yeah, that's the way it is.
But mental... There literally has never been a time where more specifically men in their 20s, 30s, and 40s are just so unhappy in their life. And the only way to cope isn't to get well, it's to knock down people that you're envious of. And that's what's going to happen as long as that's the case.
But the great thing about today is there are a lot of guys dealing with it, but there are a lot of guys like Jaren Duran who are willing to come out and talk about it. When I was younger, or Greg, or even when you were younger, it was something that rarely men men did. But now in today's society, it's not like the shame of you talking about having mental health
There's
issues.
There's still a shame element
there is,
to
but,
it.
But there are so many guys, you know, professional athletes, you know, entertainers, regular people that it's, you know, they feel comfortable in coming out and telling their story. So that might help out other people who are dealing with it. But there's nothing you could do. Greg's right. There's just disgusting people in the world. And now, whether it's social media or anything, they're always going to say something. The only way you stop people from saying something, my mother was, she used to tell me this as a kid, you want a bully to shut his mouth, then you better put a fist in his face. I mean, that's the only way you're going to stop people from talking.
Another life hack from Mrs. Wiggins.
But, I mean,
I love it. You're right.
Right.
I mean,
but like, look at this person still dragging thy nuts. Coco, STFU, let the men speak on it. FFS.
I'm hoping
okay,
that that's
like,
ironic.
No, I'm actually going to speak on it because what happened to Jaren Duran was absolutely disgusting. So yeah, dox the hell out of the guy. I don't
what
give an
F. What does dox mean?
Means like putting his personal information out there.
Putting him on blast?
Yeah. Like, it was just like that fan who called the other fan at the Packers game the C word.
And
people found him immediately, and all of his information.
He lost his job.
Yeah, he should have.
There's also that dude that we talked about, NFL season, who was he an Eagles fan? No, a Commanders fan, maybe. Running around, punching randos after the game.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And he lost his job.
Yeah.
That's physical violence.
Do what Puka Nakua's brother did. You see him in the UFL?
But he slapped the fan?
Yeah, the fan was getting all types in his grill, saying stuff. He had a nice five-piece chiquanda right across the face. That guy was like, whoa, wait a second. I want to reevaluate what I said to him.
The worst, though, is the NBA. I mean, if you sit near the court, Greg Wiggy, the amount of things those guys hear, and you're not like 100 feet away, you're five, and the guys are saying that. I mean, it's going to exist. It's the only way that... You know, it's the downside of being one of these guys. I'm not excusing it, obviously, but there's no way to fully remove people that are a-holes from games.
They're going
to
say whatever. You know, who we always talk about, Angel Reese, some of the stuff they say to women athletes. It's just people are, when you come out and you show your true emotions and feelings of what you're dealing with, like Jaren Duran, you know that there are going to be people out there that are going to, you know, try to say stupid stuff to him.
But the best social experiment, and I know, Courtney, this has happened to you, where you're at, you know, today we'll be at the Tap Sports Bar at MGM, and somebody will say, hey, I'm so-and-so from Twitch. It's all just fun. It's so nice to meet you. Because to your face, they would never say those things.
Yeah.
So they have to immediately, like, apologize for what they say to you behind a...
No, you know it's good when they're like, oh, yeah, I watch on Twitch. And I'm like, oh, what's your name? And then they say, oh, I... And then they don't want to tell you. Yeah. It's like, all right, got it, noted.
Curtis, 207 texter, so from Maine, on their way to Logan right now to go to Aruba, they will look for your mugshot while they're down there. I don't know if it's still
Thank
there.
You. Yeah, the last I knew was I won $300 at the Crystal Palace Casino. My buddy Steve, who's now a state trooper, kept buying drinks. I had like 20 Alabama Slammers and then ended up naked in the Slammer.
Did you ever have to go back for like a trial
Court
or anything?
Date?
No,
yeah.
They said Puerto Salir. I said Puerto Salir, and they opened the door at noon. I got in a cab, and my best friends were playing water volleyball as I walk in from the clink.
Triumphant return, though.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Honestly.
I took a 3-hour shower.
That's a bad sign if they didn't know you were missing.
Yeah. Oh, Lump, I thought you were with those people last night.
I mean, that's impressive, though. Locked up abroad.
Yeah.
I mean, Curtis could tell his story. I watched that show.
Oh, yeah. That's way better. Like, my mugshot is from the Clinton jail. Right. Like, that's nothing.
Those prisons and jails over there in different countries, those are
scary.
The Dutch are no joke. And if that person, instead of my mugshot, if they could look for the Movado my dad got me that was lost.
I saw a preview for a show called Stadium Lockup, where it's literally them falling around like stadium security guards throwing people out of stadiums.
That's pretty
and stuff.
Good. Huh? All of it happens in Philadelphia.
I think the first preview they showed was Browns fans at like, and I think it's on like A&E or some station like that.
Wiggy, obscure old head film reference, Midnight Express.
Oh, with De Niro and
Charles Grodin.
Grodin, yeah, that's the one who passed away.
Great movie about being locked up abroad.
Can we get an Akon locked up?
I was just thinking.
Was that Midnight?
Thing.
Am I thinking of the right movie? Is that
De
Midnight?
De Niro's not. I don't believe.
Or is that Midnight Run?
Midnight the one Run with De Niro. Is one is De Niro. Okay. Midnight Express is Charles Grodin, though.
Okay.
That's a great movie. All right. We got to get. Those are our leads. We're going to get to They Said It coming up momentarily. And right now, Courtney, with what is trending this hour.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox dropped one to the Blue Jays in 10 innings. 7-6 was your final from Toronto. Lucas Giolito went 6 innings, giving up 3 runs on 5 hits while striking out 7 in his return. They've got another one with the Blue Jays tonight. 7:07 first pitch with Tanner Houck taking the mound. You can listen to the game right here on EEI. Join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:07 for the MassMutual pregame show. And there were some NBA playoff games last night. The Timberwolves beat the Lakers to move out of the first round. The Rockets keep their series alive, beating the Warriors. Golden State leads that series 3-2. And NHL playoff games last night. The Jets go up one game on the Blues. The Panthers take round one against the Lightning. And Wiggy's Capitals move on, beating the Canadiens in 5 games.
I just need my Oilers to win tonight.
I just got to be clear. We can watch that. We'll watch both games tonight. I just got to be clear. The Midnight Run is the film that Charles Grodin.
Yeah, him and De Niro.
Midnight Express is the movie about the guy who is put into the Turkish prison and is stuck there. So
right.
I stand corrected. Wiggy led me down the Charles Grodin path.
You said Charles Grodin first, is that the movie?
You said, is that the one that Charles, and I said Grodin, and yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Mm. I'll put it on me. It's me.
They both sound great. And let love bloom in a new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Explore up to 581 miles on a single tank in Subaru's most fuel-efficient Forester ever, the 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 47 degrees, partly cloudy skies in Boston. Afternoon high, 67.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Deep cut, Sean, but I love it. Arguably, top 3 greatest AC/DC song ever. And Jackson should be getting us a winner, I believe. A 9th caller. And then one more pair tomorrow. Is that right, Sean?
That's correct, Greg. One more left to win.
All right. So, sold out show Sunday night, Gillette Stadium. Summer concert season is officially here.
Yep. I got a few lined up.
You said, what are you going to this summer?
I'm going to do my best to get the Chris Brown and Wu-Tang at TD Garden. But I think I'm going next Saturday to see Millie's at MGM. Millie's is a local kid from Cambridge. Good rapper.
I want to go to see Gracie Abrams. That's at TD Garden. And then I want to go see Post Malone at Gillette.
Right. Yeah.
As long as it's not a school night. But I think it's a Saturday.
Why don't you just flex the next day like you do every other day?
Nope. No flexing till July.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yep.
Wow. I would like to see Shime. OAR is at MGM for a benefit show in June.
Yes,
If you would like to go to that.
I would love to.
We can go to that together.
All right.
This is Ryan from... Is this Ryan from Weymouth? Is Ryan from Weymouth the winner? Yes.
Yes, it is.
Ryan, congratulations.
Thanks, buddy. What's going on?
What do you do in Weymouth?
What's that?
What do you do? Like, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I drive a truck. I'm sorry.
Excellent. Okay. Are you delivering important things, or like, what are you? You're helping to build this city.
Just delivering dirt, buddy.
Okay. All right. Well, we appreciate it. You got a couple tickets for the sold out AC/DC show on Sunday night, and we thank you very much, Ryan, for listening to this show. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Stay above it.
I always wanted to drive an 18-wheeler.
Curtis, are you trying to bring that back? Stay above it?
Yeah. Stay
like
above
that.
The dirt. It's where you want to be. You don't want to be
indeed.
Below it.
Yes, it is.
No, you definitely don't want to. You definitely don't want to wake up on the wrong side of the dirt.
Speaking of a-hole fans, the worst thing I have heard at the old Foxborough Stadium, the Patriots are playing the Chiefs. What is the name of the gentleman that passed away? Is it Derek Thomas?
Yes, the linebacker.
59. This guy 58. Had a 58 Derek Thomas jersey. The guy to my right goes, "What are you doing here? You're 6 feet under."
Jeez.
I was like, oh, my God.
Too
that was
soon.
Intense.
Terrible.
Always too soon for that.
The jokes, though.
Is it all alcohol, though?
Yeah.
Is that the issue? Or is it? Are people just jerks?
It's alcohol. It's also the immature factor of it, you know, because we've all been there and made jokes. We're like, oh, damn. That one might have crossed the line. But I think it's the immaturity to alcohol. And then some people
are
just...
Well, you say it all the time. People don't have manners.
Yeah.
Like, normal manners.
And plus, nobody's worried about, you know, the repercussions of it.
How? I'm always worried.
But there really aren't any repercussions. Right. Like, if you're yelling something horrible at Jaren Duran, like, you should have offed yourself or whatever that fan said, they're not thinking there's any kind of repercussion. And so they don't
But don't
care.
You feel... Like, bad? Like, do people just not have a heart? It doesn't make sense to me.
Have you not... How long have you been alive?
33 years.
Have you not realized that in 33 years, some people just don't care?
Yeah, I know. I like to see the good in people for the most
part.
We
love that.
I've never said a joke that I've then thought, wow, that was too far.
Courtney, a little piece of advice.
Yeah.
Okay? If somebody don't care about themselves, you think they're going to care about you?
Yeah, good point.
True. Mm-hmm. True that.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. Roadshow number one tomorrow morning. We are in Springfield. Can't wait to get there this afternoon. And we'll see you tonight at Taps, the sports bar at MGM. We'll be there at 7:30 on the dot tonight. And then tomorrow, Max's Swing Lounge, 6 to 10. Roadshow merch, bring a guest lead. There's food, there's drink there, all the things. So we'll talk to you from Springfield, and we'll see you tomorrow morning. But right now, this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They said it is brought to you by Ketch's Law, and they want to honor those who built the city. So nominate somebody when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. They could win $1,000 cash and have their face on a billboard and win baseball tickets, all the things. So nominate them when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. And what is up first this morning, Chime?
Well, Greg, LeBron James was ousted from the playoffs last night, thanks in part to Anthony Edwards and, as his teammates were calling him, the Dragon Rudy Gobert, who popped off in the game last night. And LeBron was asked about his future and kind of what he's decided on that. Here was LeBron James.
I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. Something I sit down with my family, my wife, and my support group, and kind of just talk through it and see what happens, and then just have a conversation with myself on how long I want to continue to play. I don't know the answer to that right now, to be honest. So
this team had like that real, it seemed like that real genuine belief. Did that energize you in ways, challenge you mentally and physically in ways that you could see wanting to do more of this, having that opportunity?
No. You know, I walk into the practice facility and walk into this arena high energy all the time, you know, and I just try to spill that to my teammates. I try to spill the belief into my teammates, play as hard as I can, do whatever I can out on the floor while I have the opportunity to do it. But I think the only thing is it's up to me if I want to, you know, continue to play or how long I want to continue to play. It's ultimately up to me, so it has nothing to do about anybody else.
How do you think the conversation goes between LeBron and himself?
Like, damn, these Scribeens I got around me, they got to get their weight up or something.
This is the part of the NBA season which we call please beg LeBron to play another year. Yeah. That's what he wants.
Right.
There's no doubt in your mind, though, that he's that he's coming back.
There's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt in his mind. Of course he's coming back.
Yeah.
Because he's still playing at an elite level. How do you walk away like that? It's very difficult to do.
What did you say earlier? You still have him top 10?
If you said, give me your top 10 NBA players right now in the NBA, I guarantee you 90% of the people will put LeBron up there.
SGA, I'd go Tatum.
Yep.
I would go Giannis.
Yep.
I would go Luka.
Yep.
Joker.
What?
Jokic.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Peyton Pritchard.
Donovan Mitchell from Cleveland.
Yeah.
All right. So who else?
Embiid.
I would put LeBron ahead of Embiid.
You would.
Embiid's out.
What about Sean Kemp?
Anthony Edwards. So that's like, what, six guys, seven guys?
Yeah.
He still would be because he's still
Jaylen Brown. You got Jaylen Brown in your top 10?
Watch your mouth.
No, I wouldn't have him in my top 10.
Yeah.
I mean, when you start to look at LeBron, like all the other stuff, like how he talks, whatever. He could be a goofball. But when you're talking about him as a player on the court.
Yeah, I'm with you.
He played 70 games this year, 40 years old, still can play. And we know, like you said, he loves the attention. If he's not playing, what is he doing? Where does he go?
He would be more involved in running the Fenway Sports Group.
Yeah, but that doesn't bring you the same attention as being an NBA player does. That, like Tom Brady, we love him. Curtis, over the world for him.
Yep.
He does is it Fox, right?
Yeah, play-by-play.
That brings him a little bit of attention. But it doesn't bring him the same attention as if he was still playing.
Mm-hmm.
And so certain guys, it's hard for them to walk away from that attention. And you think LeBron's going to get into being a color commentary guy?
No.
Right. So he needs the attention, and the only way to get it is to still be playing, and especially when you could still play. If he was trash, we'd be like, LeBron, what are you doing? Just walk away.
Is Bronny a top 100 player in the NBA?
No.
To be clear, you're saying that Lakers team that got bounced last night had two of the top 10 players in the league on it. Just to be clear.
Yeah, but two of the top 10 ain't going to get you much nowadays. Yeah. Two of the top 10 ain't going to get you much. You better have more than that. I mean, you're going to need, especially if your team isn't built around the two of the top 10 tough defenders, you know, those type of things. You better have the best three to give you an opportunity.
617 text on the Subaru of New England text line. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Just joining the show. Has Curtis eaten crow yet? Yes, he did. Off the bat this morning.
Yep, had it for breakfast.
This particular Kurtspiracy did not play out as suggested by Curtis.
Right. Damn, I should have bet him too.
I know.
I should have made that bet too.
I almost fully threw in the towel on, what was it, Sunday night or whenever the game was where they overturned or created a foul.
Oh, that was game four. Yeah, that was the game four.
You know, they did have a chance
because didn't they win?
Game two.
Game two was when they won. Yeah. Okay.
But what I really take away from this is that, you know what? It's just really hard to win championships even as an all-time great in your 40s. There's only one man that can really do that.
Well, this texter is probably correct. He wants to have a farewell tour season where he is adulated and gifted things in every market that he plays in.
Yeah.
So there's no way he's
no, nah, he's not going anywhere.
You know what the perfect gift for LeBron is? A mirror.
I told you, the only way he walks away is he walks away as a champion.
Yeah.
But in order for him to do that, he's got to put together a new big three that'll get him over there. Because
Big four when you include Bronny. He wants Bronny to be in the big
three
four.
And a half, right? Because Bronny don't get off the edge of the bench.
Ooh, three and a half men.
He's not leaving until Bronny is set up for success.
He probably wants to win one for himself, but really wants Bronny to win one.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
All right, what's next?
Well, Greg, you mentioned it earlier in the program. Ted Johnson on WEEI Afternoons believes that Bill Belichick should lose his job over this whole Jordan issue, I guess, deal going on. Here was what Ted Johnson said on WEEI Afternoons.
I don't know if I ever really liked it, so I would say I've always been hesitant about that hire. I've always been reluctant for that hire because I hold college coaches to a higher standard than I do NFL coaches. When it comes to morally, they are supposed to be leaders of men, set a good example, that kind of thing. So that leads me to what's going on at UNC with Bill Belichick. And I'm surprised that UNC never called Atlanta on why they passed on Bill Belichick and hiring Atlanta. My feeling is that the Atlanta Falcons are kind of looking at the UNC going, you should have called us. You know, you should have called us. And I say all that to say this, that I think the UNC Carolina Tar Heels should consider firing Bill Belichick. That they should consider letting him go at this point. It's a lot of money, and they're deep into obviously their preparation for next year. But I look at Bill Belichick, and I wonder if he's fit to coach an NFL team, let alone fit to coach a college team.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
No. I mean, I get the young men molding minds part where, you know, you might hold a college head coach to a little bit higher of a standard.
And because he has a 24-year-old girlfriend, he's not allowed, he can't mold minds.
No, that part. But see, that's the part. Like, people correlate that old guy dating young girl is not an appropriate look.
Well, she's legal. They're both adults.
That's ridiculous. I mean, I don't. I guess if it interferes with him doing his job, the way, you know, is this interfering? What's gone on so far makes him look like a fool, I guess, to some people. But it's not interfering.
Well, the university was in talks to get a Hard Knocks style chronicling of their season, and she ruined that.
Right.
Well, but Greg, what you just said, it's interesting is interfering with his job. It might not necessarily be interfering with what he does X's and O's wise, but kind of a little bit to what Ted alluded to, will a 18, 19, 20-year-old respect a guy when he sees that 70-year-old man dating a girl that's the same age as the girls he's going to college with? So they might not respect him as much because they're like, bro, you're like me. You know, and so that might not interfere with the job, but it might give a different respect level that those kids might have when they look at Bill, you know, because they're still young and immature. And they're like, wait a second, this guy's telling me what to do. And he's dating the same type of girls I'm dating.
All the reasons you brought Belichick in are being damaged right now. Like, it was to make your school a destination. It was to get positive press of getting the best coach in NFL history to be the coach of the UNC Tar Heels.
That's all now, still true, Curtis. Like,
no,
he's,
it's not.
He's
Everybody's
still,
talking about how
But
this,
he's still the greatest coach of all time. Like, I think UNC still is a destination for it. If I had a son right now and he was looking at colleges to go play football, UNC would be at the top of my list.
Yeah. Just grabbed a couple guys in the transfer.
Yeah, I don't care who he's dating. I don't care about that interview at all. The interview was a bad look. Whatever's going on off the field, yes, that it's a crazy situation. But there, it does not impact him as a head coach of
does
a football team.
Does it appear that he's running his own life?
Yeah, I think he's running his own life. Whatever's going on with the media aspect of it, he has Jordan running it.
Well,
and I don't agree
emails
with it.
Signing them as him to the school.
What?
She's writing emails.
Well, we don't know
school.
That. So let's use allegedly if we're going to do that.
Okay. I believe, I don't know about you, I believe that she is writing emails as Bill Belichick to university employees. Do you think that's what they signed up for? A 24-year-old?
I don't think that Bill's
impersonating
letting her do that.
Bill Belichick?
I don't think you and I disagree on that one.
I agree with you, Courtney, where, like, if I was a high school recruit or even a transfer, I would want to play for Bill because I feel like he would help me, like most of them, get to that next level. He's been there. If Bill Belichick calls up an NFL team or if an NFL scout calls Bill Belichick and Bill praises that player, and I I'm that young kid who's trying to get to the league and he praises how good I am, how much I work, like that. So I could definitely see that. But like you said, it's how people from the outside will look at Bill and perceive him, and that's why we get some of this, he can't do it because he's dating a 24-year-old.
Here's a Rhode Island text that says he has now become the butt of the jokes, and he can't be a leader when you're the butt of the jokes. I just...
I'm sorry. You watch him in that CBS thing. That is not what UNC signed up for. With that sweatshirt, talking like that, with his girlfriend interrupting it, the whole thing is a disaster.
It's similar to, it's not the same thing, so people listen to me. It's not the same thing, but it's similar to the Shador. The perception that people see of you, they then will judge you on whether or not you could do the job the right way, be the leader the right way. Because when you're talking about quarterbacks and head coaches, they expect those guys to be leaders of the team. So it's the perception of what you do away from the game, how you dress, how you carry yourself, who you're dating.
A deranged principal in the Twitch chat says, I didn't hear the Hill Notes yesterday. I'm sure they were lovely. And he says that this is all being orchestrated by Bill playing the media. So he didn't tell his son about the plan, because have you seen his wife and what she's putting on social media? I don't think that's part of the plan, Dave. I know reading's hard for you, but you might want to read what Jen Belichick's been saying on social media.
This is Dan in the car. Hey, Dan.
Hey, I mean, one thing I'd like to say about Ted's comments, you know, last year he said something about Belichick. He was railing against him, so I went at him on Twitter and I said, Ted, it seems like you have an axe to grind against Bill Belichick. He said, check my bio. And sure enough, I went there, and it said all of his credentials, you know, three-time Super Bowl champ, and it said axe to grind against Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
I just went there to check it. It's gone now. But you have to take this with a grain of salt, right? He feels like he's been wrong for Bill.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the way the concussions were handled. But I'm not going to give this that much credibility just based on the fact. I think he's just trying to stir the pot and get his message out there.
Yeah, I mean, Ted Johnson, our colleague, is a known Belichick hater.
Yeah,
but just like Curtis.
But he has his opinion.
He has his opinion and reasons on why.
It is about the concussions. He was pissed. I mean, it's well documented. It happened a long time ago, but he was pissed that Bill wanted him out of the red shirt in practice when he was, or whatever, the whatever. What's the injury shirt? Is it the red shirt?
Yeah, red shirt.
And Bill wanted him to practice, and he was dealing with concussions. Right. He didn't want to practice. So,
yeah.
But Bill, I mean, Bill brought the organization from $500 million to $8 billion. So, well done by him.
That goes right
it's
up.
All about the players, though. Right it's here. All about you.
All right. Is that it? Or
So, we have one left, Greg. It's Jeff Ulbrich's apology.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Jeff Ulbrich issued his apology to the NFL, Shedeur Sanders, Deion Sanders, the whole nine yesterday afternoon. Here was Jeff Ulbrich.
First of all, I'd like to publicly apologize to Shedeur and the Sanders family for what occurred. Second of all, I want to publicly apologize to Mr. Blank, Terry Fontenot, Raheem Morris, and the entire Falcons organization. My actions of not protecting confidential data were inexcusable. My son's actions were absolutely inexcusable, and for that, we are both deeply sorry. The NFL has taken action, and I fully respect the punishment. We take full responsibility, my son and myself, and we will not be appealing the fine in any way. Going forward, I promise my son and I will work hard to demonstrate we are better than this. Again, I'm deeply sorry for our actions. Yeah, obviously not happy and shocked. And so I made the Falcons aware of the situation. And then our next course of action was to try to get a hold of the Sanders family so we could apologize in person, which we were able to do. The Sanders family, Shedeur and Coach Sanders were amazingly gracious, more gracious than they needed to be in a moment like this.
Hey, good for him.
Yeah, poor guy. Like, that sucks.
My son and I have perpetrated the most heinous crime of all time. The most damaging prank call in the history of prank calls.
Right. How embarrassing.
We are ashamed.
So embarrassing.
We will never use the phone again.
Did Josh Brown ever make an apology like that for beating his wife, allegedly? This is so calls, over the top.
Prank calls have existed. Who invented the phone?
Alexander Graham Bell?
Right. I think he did the first one. He said, hey, Watson, come in here. Right. I want to tell you something. And it was a prank. It was that's how they did the first phone call.
Yeah, but
wasn't it the Jerky Boys who made
Jerky Boys made a fortune.
It's different because
it's
he's
different
a coach.
Because everybody is butthurt.
No, because
in this
he's
day
a,
and age.
No,
that's
because,
why it's different.
No, he's a coach in the NFL.
Yeah.
If he wasn't a coach in the NFL,
he kept his laptop open and his dumbass son.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stole the phone number and thought he was doing something great.
So everybody stop for a second.
So why are we talking about prank calls?
If this happened, the exact thing happened, but instead it was to Will Campbell as opposed to Shedeur Sanders, do you think there is a chance in hell that whoever leaked it would be, if Jeff Olbrich and his whole family did the exact thing to Will Campbell, is this a $350,000 fine and a national story?
You have a real life example in Abdul Carter.
Right.
No,
that wasn't a team employee.
No, team employee. He's talking about a coach in the NFL's kid.
Like the exact thing.
Are they doing a full investigation to find out how somebody got the Abdul Carter's number?
Right.
No, because it's not whoever got it is not no coach in the NFL. I think that's the reason why. And I agree with Curtis. It is different because it is Shedeur Sanders, and Shedeur went from top 10 to fifth round. If Will Campbell was in the same situation, top 10, and went fifth round, maybe. But I can kind of agree with Curtis. Maybe it might not be as big of a deal. But it's because Olbrich is in the NFL, and it's a bad look. If it's just some random Joe, no one cares.
We would like to publicly apologize for shaking Shador's hand with a hidden buzzer in our palm. We'd like to apologize for showing Shedeur the flower on our lapel, which then went on to shoot water in his face. Sincere apologies issued.
I would not want to be Jax Olbrich, though.
He's getting the belt.
That's it, Chime. We got the news coming up next.
An MBTA train hit and killed a 70-year-old woman at a railroad crossing at Center Ave and Park Ave in Abington yesterday. Terrible. Investigators found there were no mechanical faults, and the conductor used the horn to warn the woman. The train was operating below the 70-mile-per-hour speed limit.
The gate thing was working?
Yep, everything was working. So they're saying no foul play is expected, just a terrible accident. Here's a resident reaction from Boston 25.
It's very sad. It's very sad. It's not the first accident around here either.
She was in a car?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another terrible story. Jeff Spurbeck, John Elway's longtime friend and agent, passed away at the age of 62 after a golf cart accident at La Quinta golf course. Spurbeck was on the golf court that Elway was driving. He fell off of it, suffered a traumatic brain injury. He was placed on life support and declared dead yesterday. In a statement, Elway said, "I am absolutely devastated and heartbroken by the passing of my close friend, business partner, and agent, Jeff Spurbeck. There are no words to express the profound sadness I feel at the sudden loss of someone who meant so much to me."
And John Elway was driving the golf cart.
Yep.
And so he must feel horrible.
Oh, he got it.
Like just a freak accident. The fact I've fallen off a golf cart.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Yes.
But it's scary when it happens. But like he just fell off it wrong.
Yeah, you got to be careful on those things, especially when you come around the bumps. And
yeah, my cousin
things.
Was driving and tried to avoid a puddle, but he was kind of messing around, and I went. Yeah.
Threw you right off the side.
Yeah, I went flying.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah, it was bad.
Did he also pull the unlocking your clubs trick at some point?
No, we weren't even golfing.
Oh, okay. We were just driving around?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Won't have that problem when we get to match time because we are walking Granite Links during the match.
Darn right.
That's the way you do it in
match Curtis
play.
Will be carrying my bag.
That's right.
Well, yeah, Curtis will be carrying your bag.
A-plus caddy. Used to caddy Woodland.
We learned yesterday that your dad will be there trash-talking me the entire time.
Yeah, well, he will be.
I think he has better things to do.
He'll
to
be right
honest.
In your face, too.
Do we have a date yet?
No, but we can pick one. I think I'm going to grab my... I got new sticks coming.
Ooh.
All right.
And I think I'm going to grab them today on the way out to Springfield. So
You have to get them on the way out to Springfield?
Well, yeah. I'm going to a special location to get them.
Got it. Okay.
Do you need, how many practice days with the new sticks to break them in?
I'd like to get a couple rounds in. I mean, I don't know. You want to target, Monday the 19th or the Tuesday the 20th or something like that, Shime?
Yeah, either of those work for me.
Okay.
Bet the weather will be nice, too.
I got to get the wisdom tooth pulled at some point, which will probably interfere in my golf game.
Oh, sounds like you're making excuses.
That's what I'm hearing, Wiggy.
Don't put that out there, Greg. Okay. Don't burp that into the ether.
9 holes, the match between Shime and I, coming up late May, or mid-May, is when we'll get to that, I think. We should take a break.
All right.
But we'll be back with the rest of the news, including the dumbest of the day. and why an amateur mountain climber had to be rescued for a second time this week when he went back to get something that he forgot.